Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. I, of course, am Chrisanne, and we are going to be talking about the weekly predictions for the week of January 28th to February 1st of 2024. Yes, can you believe we are just about done with January? My goodness, this month has completely flown by. So, we're going to be doing some cards. We're going to be talking about the crystals to carry for this week, and we're going to talk about the angel to call upon for this week. Let's get started with the deck. So, this week we're using a different deck. We are using the Magical Unicorns Oracled cards. This is a retired deck as well. It's a Doreen Virtue deck. So, you can possibly find this deck online with people that still have some available. I'm pretty sure I am completely out of this deck. So yeah, if you're interested, and you might already have this deck. So if you already have it, power to you. So I like to give the cards a little bit of a shuffle. Then I'm going to pull three cards. So let's get going and see what the cards say for this week. Oh, okay. First card that came up says finish what you've started. So this is the time that you need to be starting to wrap things up. This is a great time for those things, those projects. I don't know if this is for me specifically, and all of you are piggyback on mine. As an artist, we always have things. We always have a million projects going on. But nonetheless, all of us, not just me, need to finish up some projects that we have started. And I say that and I'm laughing and I'm joking because I know so many people, not just me, get projects started and it's really difficult to put the completing factors into that project. For me, I know I like to wait until inspiration strikes to add more and add more and add more. But this is the time when we need to close some things up. So, good message for me and everybody else as well. Oh, the next card that we have is the card of True. I'm going to read you what the card says. It says, yes, what you're asking about is the truth. So, if you have something pressing on your mind, take that card to heart. The next card is Wish Upon a Star. Make a wish and expect for the best. Wonderful things are going to be coming through. The first two cards that we got are both throat chakra based cards, meaning you need to speak very clearly what it is. Number one, what is it with a project that you need to get completed? You need to speak clearly about that to get it completed, and as well as to yourself. The true card is knowing that when you speak, you are speaking the truth. Because if others are saying, not quite sure what's going on here, you know in your heart of hearts what's coming through is the truth. And the last card, the Wish Upon a Star, is once you finish those projects, you can wish and put out there what it is the next thing that you would like to work on and approach and work towards. That will come in a few minutes. That will make sense. So let's move on to the crystals. So the crystals, I download the information for the crystals before I do the podcast. I talk about the crystals for the week, meaning these are the crystals you can carry. If you don't have these stones, feel free to look them up online. Look them up. What do they look like? Maybe you can connect with the picture, the energy, the resonance of the stone through the picture. Maybe you have oracle and tarot cards that are crystals, and you can connect with that, put that card up on your mirror for the week or on your desk for the week. If you don't have the crystal, you can still connect with the energy of it. And those are the ways that I like to do that. The first stone for this week is epidote. Epidote is not a super easy stone to find. I typically find it in raw. I have seen it occasionally in tumbled, but I do mostly find it in a raw stone. It's spelled EPIDOTE. So check this stone out. It's an interesting stone. So energy-wise, it raises the vibration of your physical self, allowing you to feel lighter, feel freer, not be as stuck in your body, in your energy, which is perfect for completing tasks for the week. Do you see how these things just kind of connect? I love it. It gets rid of negative emotional patterns such as judgmental thoughts, hopelessness, sarcasm, criticism. It teaches you how to raise your vibration with your thoughts and your words. And guess what? So you know your words are truthful. Huh, you see how that card makes sense too. Epidote also helps us to generate hope and positivity for the future and encourages us to have a positive, optimistic outlook. For all these reasons, Epidote is a great one to carry on the left-hand side of the body, wear it as jewelry on the left-hand side of the body, put it on the left-hand side of your desk. The left-hand side of the body brings the energy in, the right-hand side of the body lets the energy out. The next stone that we're going to is lepidolite. I love lepidolite. I actually have a lot of lepidolite on my desk. Lepidolite is a naturally purple stone. It's one of the few naturally purple stones. It actually is a stone that is mined in Maine. I'm in Maine, so I think that's why I have positive feelings for it. Lepidolite is spelled LEPID. OLITE. It is not only mined in Maine, it's mined lots of places actually, but one of the places is Maine. Lepidolite has a lot of lithium content to it, and because of that, lithium is a stone that's very calming and relaxing. So, lepidolite can reduce your stress, reduce your anxiety, reduce your worry. I like to carry this one on both sides. You can carry two. So it's bringing in calm energy on the left and releasing stress and worry on the right. You can use two. So you have that cycle going on. But if all you have is one stone, I would stick to this one being on the left-hand side. It's a very relaxing and calming stone. It brings balance to your emotions. Maybe you're somebody that goes through emotional extremes from this emotion to this emotion in the drop of a hat. Lepidolite can be very calming for that. It's a wonderful stone to appreciate and accept things for what they are in the moment. It is a stone that, if you, now I'm not giving medical advice, I'm just saying I have used this in my household, but if you know somebody that has ADHD or hyperactivity, lepidolite can be very calming. I have also seen it be very calming for those that have PTSD and stress and depression, etc. It is one that you can put under the pillow. If somebody is, if it's not like a young child, so if it's a young child and you can't trust them to have a stone under the pillow, tape it to the back of the headboard or stick it underneath the bed. But it is one that can be calming and help you to sleep as well. Also can be helpful for bad dreams. The next stone is Chrysola. This is a really pretty colored stone. It's a turquoisey, greeny kind of color. It is relatively easy to find. You can find it in a tumbled stone, and then you can find it in large, beautiful pieces. The larger the piece, the more money it's going to be. Lepidolite is a relatively easy stone to find, relatively inexpensive, but once again, the bigger the piece, the more expensive it is. Chryscolla is equally as easy to find. It is known as the stone of peace. It helps you to have patience, kindness, tolerance, compassion, not just for yourself, but for all of humanity. It is great for promoting harmony. So, if you are a teacher, put Chryscolla in your classroom. If you are a counselor, Chryscolla in your workspace. If you are running an office and you're hosting meetings, etc., Chryscolla in the office. Anything to promote harmony and expansion. It is wonderful for emotional balancing and healing, especially when it comes to dealing with guilt and sadness. It is the goddess energy stone, and it helps in female-based disorders. I'm not a medical practitioner. Please consult with a doctor. Do not use crystals in place of your medical advice. I share my information based on my personal experience. I have to say that every time. Chryscolla increases your capacity to love. I know a few people that could use this. Chryscolla supports letting go and forgiveness. It is great for purifying the home and the environment. And if you are doing psychic work, Chryscolla is wonderful to use on the left-hand side to help you to see into the past as well as the future. Now, when I'm talking about gridding a classroom or an office, yes, I would put one stone in each corner of the classroom. Maybe tape it down or put it under something so it's not easily visible. But yes, I would put one in each corner of the room for that. Typically, I do think Chryscolla is a left-hand side stone, left-hand side of my desk, left-hand side of my bed, etc., left-hand pocket. But you know, when we're talking about letting go, forgiveness, and release, if you're working on those things, then that would be the instance that you would put it on the right-hand side. And the last stone of this week is ocean jasper. Ocean, Ocean, jasper, Jasper. And it's a really pretty stone, very easily accessible in a tumbled stone, relatively inexpensive, and you can get it in large pieces. And those are stunningly beautiful because ocean jasper has a whole host of colors in it. It is not just one color. It's tons of colors. You can have as many as five and six different greens and blues and sort of like orangey yellows and whites, different browns, all within the same stone. It's a really pretty stone. I encourage you to look at different pictures of ocean jasper. It is a very earth element stone. I know it's called ocean jasper, but it is an earth element stone because it's helping you to connect that physical and emotional on a healing level. It reminds us that our body is the temple of our souls, so that we can work on that, pay attention to that, and be mindful of that. It elevates our spirit and promotes feelings of joy, happiness, optimism, so we can get things done, like the cards were saying. It promotes stress release, calmness, relaxation, and rejuvenates that sense of hope. It is wonderful to let go of the past so that we can stop that negative thought process and move on to positive, optimistic things for the future. It can get rid of that mind, that ego that we have in the mind, and allow us to go into that deep meditative state. So, most of this, I am going to use Ocean Jasper on my left-hand side to bring in all of these calming, optimistic, joyful feelings. If I need to release and let go of some of that negativity, I will, in addition, carry one on my right-hand side. This is yet another one. I would carry one on either side. Ocean Jasper is inexpensive enough that you could theoretically afford to get two tumbled stones, one to carry on either side. And in this case, I would. So let's move on to the angel of the week. And I love how the stones that I pick before I even do the podcast correlate to the cards and the angel all correlate together. I love how that just kind of comes together and works well. So the angel for this week is the angel of manifestation. So let's call in our angel to help us to manifest our current wish, our future wishes, because even the card said when you wish upon a star, that's the angel of manifestation. What is it that we need to manifest? Sometimes people have a hard time pinpointing that down. Call in your angel to give you a little bit more insight and to see things a little bit more clearly. Sometimes that can come through in the way of a dream or synchronistic things, like maybe something you're watching on TV resonates with you, or a song on the radio has just one sentence that resonates with you. You never know how you're going to get your message. They can come in crazy ways. It can wake you up in the middle of the night in a dream, and you know that wasn't the dream. You know that was something else that was going on. Pay attention. Notice these things. And know your angels are with you. They're around you. They're helping you. But you have to call them in if you want them to help you do things like manifest. Be careful what it is that you're manifesting. Be careful what it is you wish for. I always say that. Know exactly what it is you're wishing for, because you're going to get it. Years ago, I heard a very, very funny story about a friend of mine. And the person telling the story didn't know I knew the other person. And she was saying, you know, we were doing some manifesting, and the other woman, who I knew, was not a native English speaker. And so the two of them were manifesting. Person one was native English speaker. Person number two was not native English speaker. And person number one was like, okay, this is how we're going to manifest. Let's do this. So person number two wanted to manifest money. But her words were, I want to manifest lots of dough coming in. For the next couple of weeks, all her clients kept bringing her in bread as gifts. I thought that was hysterical, but that's a prime example. Be careful what you wish for. I need to manifest actual money coming in towards me. Those are the words you need to use if you're trying to manifest money. Don't use slang, because she got what she wished for. She got what she was manifesting. She was manifesting dough. She got dough. I thought that was so funny. But you see how quick it happened, too. You see that it actually happened. So how awesome is that? So I hope this resonates with you. I hope wonderful things come in for you. I hope you identify what it is that you're manifesting, what it is that you're wishing for. And I hope you get it. I hope you get what you wish for, because, hey, you deserve it. We all deserve it. So if you're interested in a reading, check out my website. You're interested in some artwork, check out my website, some jewelry, some pendulums, some tarot and oracle decks, some crystals. It's all on my website. If you've never been, my website is www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. Exact same name as my podcast. Just added .com. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I get some wonderful feedback from doing this podcast. It brings people together to have conversations with me, and I love it. So thank you so much. It's such an honor and a privilege to be able to share the information that comes through me for all of us to have. So thank you so much. Have a wonderful week and be free.